Nerd Soul.
Woo! Ha ha! Late LK at one, y'all still holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh yeah, coming with another wonderful episode of Beats, Vibes, Life. That's right. It is not only myself, but we have a special guest, Nerd Soul Light, in the building. But to my metaphysical left, beat conductor, all right? Musician tour de force, MPC master, Arcatron.
What's going on, y'all? It's me, Arcatron, and the place to be. You can find me at arckatron.com. I'm here. We're about to talk about some good stuff today for y'all quarantine folk, which is, should be everybody in the world, but this is for y'all specifically. You know what I mean? And to my metaphysical, spiritual, lyrical right, Nerd Soul, y'all.
Yeah, that's right. So, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's right. We're about to break it down on some good music. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because we're out here in these quarantine streets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
AKA in the house. But we're out here quarantined, you know, chilling. And sometimes you're looking around, you're like, man, I've been doing everything in the house. What else is there to do? I need some suggestions. So yeah. We got five albums to quarantine to. That's right. Five joints that, you know what I'm saying, you can nod your head, you can think deeply, you can enjoy, get your groove on, whatever. I guess we should go back and forth. You know what I'm saying? There's no real order, which is like number one or anything. It's just like
I got number one, but yeah, let's do it.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
So I just have an album for me when I was in certain parts of my life. It just always is a good album to play. So I do have a number one, technically. Word. Technically, I have a number one. But it's all.
See, like, subjective. For me, these are just joints that I really, really enjoy and like come back to every now and then.
I thought about this deeply about like what the reason why I chose these particular albums in general.
Cool. But, all right. Did you want to go first?
Yes, I'll go first since I never go first.
All right, what you got up first?
My first on the list is a Kanye classic period, not what he is now. Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is a long album. And my criteria also, I wanted albums that were a little longer. So Yeezus was gonna be on there because in case I'm like mad one day, I'll put that on. So it kind of helped me, fuel me, you know what I mean? Or if I want to work out, I'll put Yeezus on. But Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is a good album through and through, from front to back. It's got a lot of songs. It's got a lot of good songs. It's got a lot of different vibes. So I feel that would be a good rap album, hip hop album to listen to in its entirety.
Anything else?
You got a question about it, or what do you think about that?
No. You know what? I'm not mad at that choice. I understand. I get it. And I know Kanye is, you know, one of your inspirations. So it makes sense. Ain't nothing wrong with a little good Kanye.
Yeah, this album is all about my inspiration. So yeah, this whole show is about my inspirations. Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna have some. There's more. But wait, there's more. But who you got?
My first album that I have up is D'Angelo's Voodoo.
I was gonna put it on there, but I did not put it on my list. But I was gonna put it. It's like number six. So yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah, D'Angelo's Voodoo for me is one of those like classic albums. Black Messiah is dope too. It's just like this one, you know, this one came first. But you know, it's just one of those albums. It's groovy, it's funky. Man, it's everything. The tones, the, you know, the melodies, the singing, even like the ad libs and stuff, like everything seems to work so well and gel so well on that album. Really dig it, really love it. And yeah, Voodoo will definitely, if you're sitting at home all day and you know you got a nice little sister, want to bump it in the house, I think this one, especially like the drums and you know, like, you know, it's got a little something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's got the love making stuff, it's got the groovy stuff, it's got the dancey stuff. you know, Voodoo holds it down.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, Voodoo was definitely on my mind because I was flipping through my Fire Crate and I was like, oh.
Ah.
But I don't have Voodoo in it, but I passed Black Messiah. I was like, ooh, Voodoo got to be in there somewhere. But I was like, ah, maybe not. This is number 6 on my list.
All right, cool. All right, so we got a little Kanye, a little D'Angelo. What you got next?
All right, so I'm going off book, off message, and I'm choosing a prog rock album, actually. It's
okay.
It's King Crimson, Court of the Crimson King. This album also is the song that has the 21st Century Schizoid Man, which is a sample that's kind of used in Power. That album, that song is on. So it has a hip-hop connection. And Dilla sampled like 4 or 5 beats off of that too. But it's my favorite album to listen to because you have songs that are like 8 minutes long and like 5 minutes of it, 7 minutes of it sometimes. It's just like all these random noises. And it's really strange to listen to. But it'd be, for me, like if you're home alone, like you're quarantined or whatever, if you're inside, if you want something to kind of just space out with, this album is the album to do it with. Like it's kind of... It's a wild album, you know, and it's got Moonchild, another song on there. That was a good song. And Epitaph is another good song. Like these songs are just like really like epic sounding too, sonically. So I feel that will like be some ear candy for you. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. And is that the joint that you told me you wanted me to listen to, or is that another one? Because I remember you told me there was a prog rock album that you wanted me to listen to. I can't remember the name of it.
You could listen to that one. You'll definitely be hip hop. You'll be hip hop reminded, as I like to call it now. You'll be hip. There's definitely hip hop moments in that on the album. So
because you'll be like, I'll be like, oh, I know that sample. All right, okay, cool.
Yeah, you'll definitely hear a couple easily off tops. But it's the one with the guy with the red face, and he's kind of like ah, and like his, and it's like, I used to have it behind us, like behind me on my side, actually. It used to be up on the records. I would have. But now it's in the Fire Crate because, again, it's a Fire Crate. I can't have it on the shelf. You know what I mean, it needs to be in the crate just in case there's a fire. I can leave the crib with that crate. Fire Crate. Double entendre.
All right, what you got? It's all about them flames, yo.
So what you got?
The fliggity flames. Next up, I got Tribe Called Quest, The Love Movement.
Interesting. All the Tribe Called Quest albums, you choose the Love Movement. Interesting. I just talked about that yesterday. Yeah. With Haas.
The Love Movement for me is one of those albums that I think gets overlooked as a Tribe album. Because at the time they were like, you know, hey, this is it. Stick a fork in it. We're done with this. No more. Yeah. It's over. But I think there's a lot of great beats on this. A lot of great like features on this.
Okay.
And some really dope rhymes. You have like dope beats, dope rhymes, and then a bunch of features that I enjoy. Busta, Redman, you got Fife, you know, up in there holding it down. I mean, he's not a feature.
Nori's on there too.
Fife is, oh, snap, yeah.
I forget about Nori now.
You got Mos in there.
D-Light's on there, so too. By the D-Light. What T-C?
Oh, yeah. So that album, I think, is overlooked.
Oh, definitely.
You know, in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
No,
I said definitely was overlooked. Like, definitely overlooked.
Yeah, so that's one that I really enjoy. And I think it has that kind of jazzy feel, but also not without the boom bapness.
That's interesting.
Go ahead.
What made you skip over all the other Tribe albums? That's interesting. Like, you wouldn't choose Midnight Marauders unless you have it on your list still too. Like number one is Midnight Marauders or something.
No, I only took Love Movement for Tribe because one, I think is overlooked, and for being overlooked, I think it's got tons of gems. It's got a lot of gems that people just don't really think about. And that's why I was like, I'm gonna pick this one. I'm gonna throw this one in there. You know, I think people overlook this one.
Okay. Okay. I got my number 3.
All right, what you got?
From the great, the late great, Jay Dilla, we are choosing Donuts. Because if you need some instrumental music,
yes,
here you have it. That is the instrumental music. If the aliens came down and said, what is hip-hop instrumental? I would choose Dilla. I'll say, hey, listen to this guy here. This guy Dilla, this is all you need to hear right now. It's a good introduction to hip-hop. And I think Donuts was his last works of being alive, but it also was kind of, it put his whole career in perspective on that one album, if you knew his career. Like in this whole, like, yeah, the totality of how many styles he came up with just with a beat machine, you know? He was ridiculous. So I feel this is a good like, Dilla in a nutshell is Donuts. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, yeah, and Donuts also just instrumental one. Music. If you don't want to hear people rapping all day or singing all day, yeah, put some instrumentals on, you know?
Yeah, and so, it still has its vocal chops, but not actual, like, verses.
No, yeah, no featured artist. You know what I mean? It's just straight.
Yeah, and beats. It's one of those things that I really like. It's like, dang, it's that album, I'm able to listen to it over and over again.
And yeah. You can put it on repeat and you wouldn't know it, you know, it just keeps, you'll find more things every time you listen to the beats. Like, there's more things to find. Like, it's like a scavenger hunt, you know what I mean? Like, oh, find yeah, where that sample chop that you just found like 3 years later. Oh, that's where you got it from. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much more to find out on that album. Every time I listen to it, there's more stuff I find out about it. So
yeah, definitely, man. It's one of those things that just, wow. It's weird because it's super short. But you listen to it.
It's tech for stuff, instrumental, like, project. It's not that short. You think it is because it's short tracks.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Because there's like 31, yeah, what, 30 tracks on, 31 tracks on the joint or something like that. Or it's 31 minutes. I forgot how long. 31 minutes or 31 tracks. I forget which one it is. Oh, but it's mad. Oh, what's going on? How you doing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He up in here, you know, he like that. He like that Dilla too. Like every time I turn around, he walking around like, beep, beep.
Yeah, it's 31 tracks. 31 tracks, 42 minutes from my memory. Yeah, 43 minutes. So it's a long album if you look at it from that perspective of like, it's not a, no true. One's rapping on this album. It's literally just beats. You know what I mean?
But it just like moves so fast. And but see, it also has the lyrics. So it's not particularly like, you know, songs, but he finds a way to like turn them into songs because you got the vocal chops where it's like, would you join me please and welcoming and all that, like, yeah, you know, yeah, those kind of things. Like, so it's like you always get some vocals in there so you don't feel like you're just listening to beats itself. But Donuts is one of those joints that I feel like just flies by.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, that's why you listen to it on a loop, like, oh, because man, the intro and outro are the same. So you can just put it on the loop and you wouldn't even know it stopped. So yeah, that's my favorite
jam. Jay Dilla, Jay Dilla.
Yeah.
But I mean, so, what is it? What is the joint? Waves? Is it Waves? I'm trying to remember.
Which one?
Waves on is the Donut.
Why would Johnny do it? Johnny do it.
And I love that joint.
Yeah, that's the Waves joint. Yeah.
Cause I be making fun of that joint, but I also love it.
Yeah, so people were always saying like, "Oh, he was saying Johnny do it," like, cause the song is Johnny Don't Do It, but it's like he was talking to his brother whose name is John. That's Illa J. That is. So it's like almost like he was like shouting out to him, like, "Yo, Johnny do it, yo, Johnny do it." You know what I mean? Like, go ahead, you do you. I ain't gonna be here, but you do you. You know.
Kinda and then like the way he chopped, like, you know, is death real or well, it's. It's that real, and then chopped it to almost like it's like, is death real?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It is. It's just weird, man. It's like,
you know, there are definitely some messages in here. Like even the sample choices is like, "When I Die" is the name one of the samples that he uses. Like, "When I Die," I hope that you can see the man I'm supposed to be or whatever the song is. Like, it's like, yeah, there's messages
when I die,
in everything.
I hope I'll be the kind of man you thought man, I would be or something.
You thought I would be, exactly. Yes. By Motherlode. Yes, that song, When I Die. That's, you know. So it's like, it's not just like, oh, there's some beats. Yeah, this man was on his deathbed. This is beats on from your deathbed. And like, yo, you trying to send a message. You know what I mean? So
yeah, dope. Man, he was dope crushing project. It.
Dope project.
My next album.
Okay, it better not be mine. Is
one that. Oh, go ahead.
I said it better not be mine. I'm gonna bop you in the head. All right, continue on, sir.
Wu-Tang Forever.
I'm punching the forehead. This is your second one? This is number two or number three for you?
This is number three.
Okay. All right. Well, my number two is Wu-Tang Forever. So, all right. Let's just talk about it.
And see, I'm not really ranking them. This is just the third one I'm talking about. But yeah, Wu-Tang Forever. This is the next one that's on the list. It's kind of like their zenith to a certain degree.
No, it is their zenith. It is their zenith. Don't be playing around, man. You know Wu, after that they fell off. Don't do that.
look, we ain't gonna talk about that. Look.
No, we have to. That's a part of it.
Nah, but we're talking pinnacle. About Wu-Tang Forever.
This is their Wu-Tang pinnacle. Forever, you are correct.
Has just like so many, man. The lyrics were there. The beats were there. Everybody was just on the same page, in sync. And it just really felt good to listen to. It's kind of like that hip hop that people love to like reference and stuff like that.
Yes.
So it's got that kind of like, you know, it's the gritty, the grimy kind of stuff. But not without lyrics that are unique, creative, and very intelligent. So yeah, it's like you get the roughness, but it's not just, you know, people just saying words just to say words. You know what I'm saying? The revolution will be televised.
I think they were Mr. Uncle Pete was saying words just to say words. He wasn't making no sense on that.
Nah, man, that intro is one
Papa
of the
Papa Wu things. Was making more sense, but like that guy in the background.
Here's the thing about the intro on Wu-Tang
Uncle Pete,
Forever.
Calm down.
It's Uncle mad Pete. Long. But somehow I never skip it, yo. That dude is, it's captivating. I don't know what it is, because it's long. And you're like, man, let me skip this. And next thing you know, you're listening to the whole thing. It's
yeah.
This is the lesson that's going to be given to you by the Wu.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's one of the worst, best intros of all albums. But somehow, man, it just captivates me every time I listen to it. But, man, like we were talking about, there might be like two songs that I'm not on. But I mean, this thing.
Me and Haas already did a redux, so we fixed the end of the album.
And that's what I was talking about. There might be like two songs that, like, you know, I could do without. But for the most part, this is a double album that is hotness.
Yes, I agree.
It's hotness and it's super on point. So yes. I gotta give them their props. I gotta give them their props. So Wu-Tang Forever, that's my joint.
Yeah, and it's my joint too. So So what I'm doing? My last one then? That's what I'm doing?
I guess you could do your last one.
Okay. Well, my last one is my first one. The first thought when you said it to me. Which was, you know, quarantine, what did you choose? If I'm in quarantine, which we are now.
All right. Okay.
Or if I'm in any situation that's not good, I choose Stevie. Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life. Every time, without fail. It's my favorite album pretty much of all time. It's long, which is another reason why it works for quarantine. It's two LPs and a 45, old school, like that. So it's like an hour and 20 minute album or whatever, or maybe like hour and 30 minute album altogether. A lot of songs, and pretty much every song is fire. Like, it's not like, oh, it's debatable. No, it's his best album. I don't care what no one says. You can put Inner Vision up there. Inner Vision is great. His Classic Perry is great, but his Classic Perry is culminated with Songs in the Key of Life. It's just from top to bottom, it's my favorite Stevie Wonder jam. Like top to bottom. He shows out. He shows out. He got Herbie on there. He got Herbie in the background. I didn't even know he's on the song. Herbie there. He's on the song. Singers. He's on Ass, actually. That's the song he's on. Yeah. That's him playing like the keys and stuff. Like, dun, 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 dun. That's Herbie Hancock playing on that song. But not many people knew that, but I knew that. Because, you know, I'd be following Stevie. I'd be following his Twitter, you know what I mean? He'd be shouting it out and y'all wouldn't be paying attention.
And I mean, but, to your credit, it is, it is stacked. Like, you're talking about, this joint has, hits all through it. It starts out with Love's in Need of Love Today. But you know, Isn't She Lovely? Black Village Man, Ghetto Past Land, Sir Duke,
Knocked Me Off My Feet.
I Wish. Yeah.
I Wish.
Yeah.
Black Man as Another Star, Jesus, Saturn, Ebony Eyes, you know what I mean? All Day Sucker.
It's too good. So yeah, that's definitely.
Ooh, Summer Soft too. Don't forget Summer Soft either. That's my jam.
Oh yeah. So yeah, this easily, you know, worth checking out. Easily worth listening to. Since you at home, you ain't doing nothing anyway. Go in and just play it while you're chilling up in your crib, relaxing. Let's see. My next album. We just talked about this recently. Gave it a 10. Groove Theory.
Wow, you putting Groove Theory in there. That's a little, okay, all right. Interesting.
Putting Groove Theory on there, I think it's one of those things where once I revisited, I was like, this thing, for me, truly is one of those timeless things where it's like, it's a perfect time capsule for 95 R&B hip hopness, but it doesn't feel dated. It's weird. It represents 95 well without feeling old, if you will. Like musically, you're like, yo, I can still nod to this. I can still rock to this. And it doesn't feel like some projects from 95 where you're like, this is kind of old. And not old in a good way. Not like, oh, this takes me back, but just like, I don't want to listen to this no more. We did the review, so I won't be super long, but you know, the melodies, the way her voice, Amel LaRue, her voice matches just like the drums and the melodies so well. It really is a perfect pairing. And it's something that I can listen to end to end as well. I think if you're putting it in with like Voodoo, Love Movement, Wu-Tang Forever, I think it helps in bridging those kind of feels as well. That's my number. That's my fourth one. And since we both had Wu-Tang Forever,
I could just mention my honorable mentions.
All right, what you got? What you got? Like I said,
my honorable mention, which would be now number 7, because number 6 was Voodoo. Number 7 is actually Flying Lotus Cosmogramma. It's actually another one of an instrumental variety that you can just play. And it's got the ear candy like King Crimson, but it's in the hip-hop flavor, fusion, jazz, prog rock, whatever, how you want to format it. You know what I mean? It's just different music. So that would be another one off on the page of kind of hip-hop, but not like, yo, this is hip-hop beats, yo. It's different, and it's a different take for him at the time, and I like that's actually when I finally recognized Flying Lotus as being Flying Lotus and not Flying Dilla. But yes.
Oh boy, there you go again.
No, there you go again. That's actually the first time I actually put those two together like that. But
I'll agree. Cosmogramma is, like I said, when we reviewed that album, it's still the score to the greatest, you know, like indie sci-fi film that I haven't seen. You get this spaciness, you get this, you know, this kind of feeling of alone, you know, and solitude sometimes. Then you get your hip hop sometimes, you know, you get your kind of like anger and your sadness in there. This works well. It's not just like an instrumental release, but kind of like a score as well, which is why I'm interested to see what he does with this project he's doing with LeSean Thomas. I don't know the name of the animated feature, but they're working on an animated feature or animated series together. So I'm really interested to see how he turns that out. But yeah, Cosmogramma, you know me, before that, I was really down with Los Angeles, too. But Cosmogramma is definitely one of those, like, yeah, I know you don't like it, but Los Angeles.
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. I just felt it's, you know, it's like apples and oranges.
So oh, no, like, I'm not trying to compare those same person.
No, I'm not saying you're comparing. I'm just saying they're apples and oranges for me, and I like apples, not oranges, you know.
Cosmogramma, it's got it in all the right places when it comes to kind of like that sci-fi, hip-hop, very cool feel. It's one of those things you feel like yo, I'm listening, like this is like we doing some future stuff when you listen to it, and I like that. I respect Cosmogramma a lot. okay. So my last joint.
For your last.
My last joint is Misdemeanor Elliott's Super Duper Fly.
Okay. Interesting.
It's once again, a joint that in a lot of ways mixes, you know, sort of hip hop beats with like, you know, her, you know, melodic voice. But in this case, you know, you have the feel of Timbaland and then Missy's, you know, writing as well, that kind of like first coming out. And it just works so well in a lot of ways. Some great features as well. Some great singing, some good vibes, and just groundbreaking. Another one of those joints that still now I can listen to and rock with. So yeah.
Okay.
Super Duper Fly. And now you said interesting. Why did you say interesting?
Because I went back to listen to Missy's albums. And I mean, I have more of it to say about The Real World than Super Duper Fly. Super Duper Fly is fly. It's good. I say interesting because I kind of feel like it was for a moment, for like maybe like a 10-year moment with that album. After that, I don't know. I don't know if it still holds up for me.
Okay.
It's good. Okay. I think it's good still, but like I don't think it like some of it doesn't hold up for me.
Okay.
Like it's not as classic as I thought it was.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
All right. Fair enough.
So, yeah, that's why I said interesting. I don't know. I don't know what Missy would I call. Like, I mean, it's a mixture between that and maybe like her third album, Missy. It's like my favorite Missy's. Like the Real World Missy is not my favorite Missy.
Okay.
That album is interesting. If you said that album, I would have said very interesting. I'm like, oh, okay. You're on The Real World like that. Okay.
Cool. Oh, man. But yeah, guys, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Holler at us. We're going to holler at you. Down in them comments. Let's talk about albums to quarantine to.
You ain't got no other things you had in mind? Like, no other albums you had? Like just when you came up with the topic?
Oh, when I came on the topic, I did have some joints in mind, but I tried to kind of keep those away while I thought, but I did think about Black on Both Sides for Mos Def. I did think of Diary of a Mad Band from Jodeci.
Interesting. That's interesting. But I hear what I see where you're going with that one.
Because these are things that like represent different periods and like music and stuff like that. I did think of America's Most Wanted. I thought of What's the 411. All Eyes on Me.
Maybe we had different thoughts about this quarantine thing, but okay.
So I got you. I thought about that. But then I also thought about Who is Jill Scott? Because I think that's a good one too. I think that's a really good one.
Still never heard it. In its entirety.
Okay.
I probably only heard two songs off that.
But yeah, like very jazzy, very smooth, and you know, a lot of, especially if you're in the house with your boo, you know what I'm saying? That's, that's definitely one. And then I thought about stuff even back to Marvin Gaye's I Want You. Because I was like, you know, there are.
Yeah, people, I was thinking Marvin Gaye, but I was like, I already got Motown.
That are booed up right now. So they could use a little.
I said I already have Motown covered, so I can't do Marvin. Sorry, Marvin.
Oh.
I already have Motown covered. Stevie. Sorry.
Yeah. But you know,
Stevie, then Marvin. That's my order.
And then, you know, and then I also, when I was thinking about people being booed up, I also thought about Dave Hollister's Chicago 85. So, but yeah, okay. those are ones. Yeah,
we definitely had different thoughts about this. Mine was probably more of a, if you're on a stranded island, because quarantine for me is like, you're not near nobody. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking about.
Stuck in the house with their family. Some might be stuck in the house with their girl, you know? So I thought about
those. I guess mine was for the people who are stuck by themselves, like me.
Word. But that's good. We have different quarantine lists. It means you could come from it from another angle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm coming from another angle, all right. Yeah.
Anyway, to my metaphysical left, he's coming from another angle, y'all. He's a producer extraordinaire. His name is Arcatron.
Arca coming from another angle, Tron. You can find me at ArcKatron.com. And yeah, I have Space Bridge out. It's still out there. It's out whenever you hear it. You hear it right now, then it's new to you. So it just came out today.
Yes. The Space Bridge.
25th of March, which I believe is today's date. And it'll come out tomorrow, too, and the next day, until I stop talking about it, which is going to be never. So listen to that. And Mr. Nerd Soul, Mr. Interview Extraordinaire, Mr. Connoisseur, comic books in the whole universes, in the whole multiverses, and all known dimensions. Nerd Soul, y'all, where they can find you.
N-E-R-D, S-O-U-L, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places. Musical on Spotify, podcasts, all that stuff. So if you don't want to see me, then you can listen to me. If you don't want to see me or listen to me, just turn it on, but put it on mute, and I still get credit. And if you don't want to give me no credit because you don't like me, then come on my video and leave a comment about how much you don't like me, and thank you very much. But lastly, to my regular left, Nerd Soul Light, say peace. Peace. Say peace. Peace. Say peace, y'all. Peace. So, of course, from us to you, thank you for chilling.
Yeah.
Thank you for kicking with us.
Glory.
Until next time.
Yes, sir.
We out. Peace.
We're saying peace and a woo for you.
For you.
And for you.
And for you. All right, peace.